We need to welcome our next guest. We have two ladies here at the Greater United Way, the United Way of Greater Lorain County, here joining us here. We've got Caitlin Gonzalez with the Neighborhood Alliance and, of course, Rising Titans, making her second appearance.
Welcome back.
On today's show. Now, she was telling us before she came on that her dad will randomly replay the interview from the last time she was on.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Caitlin, great to have you on with us.
Thank you for having me.
And you were joined by Monica Snipes with the 231 Go Collaborative. Now, I'm going to say 231 now. I can't promise. I won't say 321 later. I've also been told it's 231 also. So, Monica, welcome to the show. Thanks for coming on.
Hello.
You have to tell us a story also. See, this is your first. This is your first.
I want to
ever,
go back to it.
This is your first ever radio interview. We want to break the ice a little bit. So,
break it in.
You did something to your thumbnail yesterday that involved a spider. So tell us this story. I thought this was hilarious earlier. What happened yesterday? Why is your nail messed up?
So yesterday I get into the van to take the kids home, and there's a yellow and black spider on the handrail that I was about to get into the van on. So I get a napkin to kill the spider, and the spider jumped. So I'm swinging at the spider, trying to get the spider, and I've banged my nail again, cracking it even lower, and I lost because the spider hid, and I was gushing blood.
Oh, yeah.
Not a good end to that.
Yeah, wow. Yellow and black just seems scary and ominous.
It does.
I know about that.
Seems very scary and very ominous. Yes. They say that with snakes, right? Something next to yellow is a dangerous fellow,
red or
right?
Something. Yeah, I don't know if it works for.
There's some sort of weird
all
with snakes. It's got to apply to spiders too, I think. Right?
Sure, I'll go with it, but
it has to.
Yeah.
Well, every spider is dangerous for me. So.
I'm with you.
Yes, I mean, and if you're in the car too, I mean, it's even scarier. You're trying to drive and you keep the kids calm, and then the spider comes, and you're not calm, and the kids aren't calm, and next thing you know, your thumb's gushing blood. So.
Yeah.
See, I promise you, the radio interview will be a lot smoother than the drive. Right? See, it'll be easy. It'll be easy. All right. Well, Caitlin, since you're the veteran. We're going to go to you first here, too. So tell us all about the Lorain Titans, the whole ordeal. I want to get in all the great details. So tell us all about the Rising Titans.
Yeah, so we made very significant strides this past year, focusing on kindergarten readiness for Lorain children ages 0 to 5. We've had great participation with the collaborative and working very well together. Doing lots of good outreach to our community members in the past month. We've probably seen around, I would say, 40 new participants just by doing spring and summer outreach so far. So it's awesome to get them referrals for the help that they need and extra resources for our moms and dads out there for their kids. And, you know, just making really good strides and hopefully have some good programming coming up at the end of the summertime that I can't talk about yet. But, we're doing really good in the collaborative, and hopefully we'll see some good change by the end of next school year with our little kindergartners.
When you say kindergarten readiness,
yeah.
I almost say it here. What is that exactly for the youngsters?
Yeah, so a five-year-old going into kindergarten has a lot of responsibility when they sit in that seat in the classroom, as far as everything from educational, anything from social-emotional learning, communicating, fine motor, gross motor. So those things are, you know, that's kind of jargon. So those are things like sharing, that is something as simple as that, or counting up to 20, knowing their ABCs, jumping, walking, skipping, all those things they're expected to know a lot more now in 2019 versus even 20 years ago. Huh. So our kids, you know, we're helping them and their families so that they can kind of catch up with the times now and say, you know, these are the things that they need to know by the time they get into that classroom. And we're here to help you with that.
Count to 20. That's impressive. I don't think I could count to 20 until like a week ago.
I was going to say, you're having a hard time with that now.
Yeah. My daughter's catching me here.
Well, you know, she's almost kindergarten age, right? She's awfully close. Yeah. Well, and you were telling us before, too, that, you know, of course, we're not that far from, you know, a weekend full of great activities at Black River Landing.
Mm-hmm.
It all starts tomorrow, the Lorain International Festival. You were mentioning that the kids will be involved with that as well.
Yeah, so Neighborhood Alliance, my lead agency, will be in the parade on Sunday, and we're so excited. We have a float to decorate and everything, and we have some families from the center where I'm located in Lorain, one of the child care centers in Lorain, through Neighborhood Alliance. And then we have our Rising Titans has our own programming. And through our play group, we have about three families coming with their kids to walk with us in the parade. So it's awesome to get that parent and family engagement with them.
All right, we have to ask about the float design. Can you shed any of that information right now? Can you share any of that?
Well, I can tell you guys that the kids at the center helped us decorate.
Nice.
So that has a lot to do with artwork and banners and all that good stuff.
So folks will have to be here Sunday to see it come out.
All right.
I like that. That's called a tease in the business right there.
Pretty darn good one at that.
Yeah.
Very good one. Good stuff.
Taking notes.
Well, Monica, we come your direction here. I come into this thing blindly, not knowing a whole lot about 231 or 231 GO, however it's referred to, whatever the correct phraseology there is. So for those who aren't familiar like me with 231 GO, what is this all about?
Well, the 231 GO is a middle school collaborative whose overarching goal is to ensure that all intermediate and middle school students, 5th through 8th grade, that reside in the 231 census tract are provided the developmental assets to achieve positive self outcomes, social responsibility, and improve academic outcomes. 231 has two kind of connotations to it. Mm-hmm. 231 is the census tract of South Lorain. It's from East 36th Street to East 28th Street on the north and south ends, and then it's Fulton Road tracks and General Johnny Wilson Park on the west and Oakwood Park on the east. So that's the 231 census tract. The other thing is that school lets out at the proverbial 231 or 230. At 231, we want to make sure the kids have a positive place to go with positive adults to interact with.
Is it a lot about, obviously, there's the academics in there, too, but is it about building self-confidence as well? I think I heard you kind of mention something along those lines.
Yes. We work on the kids' self-esteem by looking at who they are, who they want to be, and who people think they are. So, and we also work at trying to get middle schoolers to start thinking about their future and what they want to do when they become adults. So we do a lot with career and college readiness and working to make sure that they get in front of people to see different types of careers and different kind of jobs and different kind of opportunities out there for them that they don't have to be stuck in just one or two ideas that they think are the good jobs. There's lots of great career opportunities out there for them.
That's great. A lot of pressure, I feel, at that age, too. I felt middle school was never more important to try and fit in and kind of do that thing.
Well, and trying to figure out what you want to do with life, too. I mean, some people might think that's too early. I'm not so sure there's ever an age where it's early enough. And I think the sooner you find out what you want to do, you can certainly start taking those next steps. Are there some careers out there that you find sometimes tend to be a little bit more popular with that age range, or at least when they're that age, they say, you know what, I want to be a teacher. I want to be, you know, a scientist, or I want to be, you know, an astronaut. That was really big for us growing up. Are there some careers out there that age range really kind of finds particularly intriguing?
Exactly. They do think that, you know, the only way to make money is as a doctor or lawyer or nurse or a teacher. But what they don't realize is all of those careers have other outbranching careers. Mm-hmm. And that's what we try to show them, is that there's other things that you can do within that type of occupation.
Sure. Very good stuff. See, for your first interview, that was awesome.
Very
you nailed
well.
It.
Yeah, that's good. Good.
I think next year you might have to lead this off. I don't know. Just saying, that was really good stuff.
I vote yes.
I figured you would. I figured you would. See, now your dad's got a whole new set of material he can work with, right? So when you come on next year, we expect to hear a brand new story about how your dad's playing two separate clips for your appearances on the show.
Blasting it throughout the house or something.
He's going to have a best of clip before too
right.
long.
Right.
See?
Yep.
And everyone, El Centro Social Services, who is our lead agency, will also be in the parade dressed in lots of colorful costumes.
Nice.
So look for El Centro Social Services.
All right.
Nice.
Two great things to look for on Sunday.
Very nice. You guys will both have a presence at the International Festival this week. And are you guys both only going to the parade, or will you guys be there prior to the parade?
I'll only be at the parade.
Yeah. All weekend.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
All right, well, we will be there tomorrow. The show will be there from 3 to 6:30 tomorrow.
Nice. Yeah. Awesome.
Should be a lot of fun. Now, before you guys go, I've got to ask you very, very important stuff. See, on this show, we love to focus on very important things like food. At the International Festival, do you guys have a go-to? Is there a favorite food spot for you guys?
I go to Sacred Heart Booth, Sacred Heart Chapel. Puerto Rican foods, all the pastelillos, rice and beans, all that, all nine. Yep, I can get it every Sunday, but I go anyway.
And I'm all about the, what is it called? The elephant ears with the powdered sugar.
Oh, yes.
Wow, nice.
Yep.
Okay.
Or they have the two waffles with the vanilla ice cream in the middle.
That was the first thing he had.
Yeah. I was hoping.
Those are the bomb. Yep.
So okay, 3 years ago, right, we launched this show. And that was one of the first places we went to in the summertime to kick off the fair coverage. Oh, I thought they were lying when they talked about waffles and ice cream sandwiches. I thought, there's no way. That's not even possible.
Mm-hmm.
I walked three booths down, and I saw them put one together, and I was sold. That was it. I had to see the process come together.
They're so good.
Oh, they're amazing. They're amazing.
I mean, to get one this year.
One might not be enough tomorrow. It's going to be hot again tomorrow.
That's right. Yeah, 90 the high tomorrow.
I can justify having two because we'll sit there and sweat it out from 3 to 6:30 tomorrow, right?
That's the reason you can justify having two. I'll go with it.
Right?
Yeah.
See?
Eat as many as you want. No one here is judging you, Bull.
I don't know about that.
Go for it.
I don't know about that. Not so sure that applies. Well, Caitlin, Monica, this was awesome. Thank you guys both for coming in. We appreciate the time.
Thank you for having us.